So what else is new?
You know,
how's North Bay? You know, I had an uncle live up North Bay, and he was an author. He wrote a book up there. And I don't think the book did anything, but he loved nature, and he moved up there to be around nature and to write this book. So.
Does he still reside here?
No. He passed on like decades ago. His name was Harry Johnson, and he used to have a pet frog that used to come see him every day in the summer and come up, and the frog was called George. And I just remember being a little kid and being up there and at his house, and he said, come on, George will be here soon. And this frog would come up and he'd feed the frog. And I can't even remember what he fed it, but he was writing a book at the time.
That was wild.
A long time ago. But it was in North Bay, yeah.
Okay, so you spent quite a bit of time here then.
I have, yeah. In my show band days, I played in a show band that was with a bunch of French-Canadian guys. I'm not sure what the band was called. I can't remember, but I remember being in North Bay lots of times during the fish fly season. Is that when the fish flies? This was like about a 48-hour period. There was like, because I just remember driving around in this convertible and just being pelted off the head with all these fish flies.
The shad flies.
The shad flies. Okay, that's what they are. Okay.
Yes.
Sorry, I got the wrong insect.
No, that's okay. You know what? They are still as unenjoyable as you remember.
So really, like the road gets like, it almost sounds like it's raining after a while, right? When you're okay. So it was North Bay. Yeah.
You are definitely thinking of the right place. I love that that's the one thing you remember most about North Bay.
it's funny. Just I've toured for 40 years, and the oddest things stick out in your mind after a while.